The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
A very good afternoon, Rolene.
Good afternoon, and you have it on good authority, man, that if I had heard U2's Beautiful Day playing, I would also be singing badly and possibly out of tune, but I also would have been singing.
What a great song, indeed, indeed. So, Rolene, Ben and Jerry's are back in the news. It seems the saga is never ending. What's happening now with it?
Oh, well, I'm about to get lactose intolerant, and apologies to anybody who is actually lactose intolerant. But the saga, as you just said, doesn't seem to end. And news breaking this morning that yesterday Ben & Jerry's filed a U.S. federal lawsuit against their parent company or holding company, Unilever. They want to block the agreement that we spoke about last week that allows the sales of Ben & Jerry's ice cream in what they call the West Bank and East Jerusalem, what many call Judea and Samaria, because they say that this goes against their values and they want this area boycotted. So their lawsuit argues that Unilever breached its acquisition deal with Ben & Jerry's by announcing the agreement that they had reached with apart from withdrawing the boycott, but also a manufacturing agreement with Avi Zinger. He's the owner of Ben & Jerry's Israel. His company is called American Quality Products, and under the agreement, Avi will continue to manufacture Ben & Jerry's ice cream, albeit under Hebrew and Arabic branding. And they don't want this. They are seeking an injunction to prevent the move, as well as they want any damages from the agreement and all profits Unilever makes from it. I mean, this is actually preposterous now. Really, it's actually getting to a stage where one really has to wonder if we can't just hold Ben and Jerry in front of us and ask them some very, very important questions. But this is where they are sitting. If you recall last week, Ben and Jerry said that even though they still, under the acquisition agreement, allowed Ben and Jerry's to make social decisions with regards to their company, with regards to their ice cream, to have independence with regards to that, they still retain the right to make financial and operational decisions, and they class this as that. They also very explicitly stated in their as their statement that they released last week that they do not and will not support BDS, and said that it's inherently anti-Semitic. And Unilever, in comments to questions about this lawsuit from Ben & Jerry's, say they had the right to enter the agreement, the deal is closed, and they will not be commenting on pending litigation.
It's weird. I mean, and considering Ben & Jerry's, that they still sell ice cream in China and other places around the world, I mean, they criticize. It just seems, I don't know, it just seems illogical.
It's not just illogical, it's also hypocritical.
Yeah.
Because let's take a look at some of the places where Ben & Jerry's are selling their ice cream. They've been extremely critical of the British government's decision to deport any illegal migrant workers coming into the country to Rwanda. However, they still continue to sell their ice cream there. They still continue to sell in states like Texas, whose anti-abortion laws they don't agree with. They sell in China, who is systematically embarking on a genocide against Uyghur Muslims. They still sell it in Thailand, which still embarks on torture with no freedom of assembly or speech. Trinidad and Tobago, which has the death penalty and unlawful or arbitrary killings by police. They sell in France, where there have been police attacks on peaceful protests. Again, in places like Czech Republic, where Roma children have experienced discriminatory segregation in schools. See where I'm going with this, everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But seem to be absolutely focused on targeting Israel.
Yep, absolutely. And Prime Minister Lapid embarked on his first international trip yesterday to Paris, where he met with President Macron. And what was the purpose of this meeting?
Well, the purpose of the meeting, and it was one that was planned while Prime Minister Bennett was still in office. The purpose of the meeting was to talk about Iran, was also to talk about the fact that Hezbollah have launched several attacks on the Israeli natural gas fields. And just this weekend, they had another one. But also up for discussion were a number of different issues and a number of different topics that both leaders found pertinent. And Lapid and Macron actually have a very, very good relationship. In fact, Macron referred to Israel being lucky to have Lapid as our current prime minister.
And I mean, Macron alluded to the importance of making peace with the Palestinians, let's get it right. Tell us a bit more about this.
Well, he said that Israel really has no alternative other than to restart political discussions or political dialogue to ease tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. He said, you know, I know how much you can mark history if you relaunch this process, which has been broken for too long. However, Lapid answered back. He said, you know, right now it is not on the agenda. He said that, you know, he's not averse to sitting with the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, and he said, you know, he's not prepared to have a meeting for meeting's sake. The results of the meeting have to be something that are good and beneficial to the state of Israel. So Lapid firmly establishing himself that while he's very much a secularist, while he's very much a centrist, he will not be railroaded into doing something that he doesn't believe won't have benefit for the state of Israel in the long term.
And President Abbas and Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, is that how you pronounce it? Haniyeh. Hello, Rolene.
I'm still there. So we had a momentary.
The Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, is that how you pronounce his surname?
Ismail Haniyeh, So
with President Abbas, they came face to face for the first time in years yesterday. So where was this, and essentially, why was this so significant?
Well, these two leaders, President Mahmoud Abbas being the leader of Fatah and Ismail Haniyeh being the Hamas leader, have been engaged basically in internecine fighting as well as their factions since 2007. And yesterday, the two leaders who haven't spoken or haven't had face-to-face meetings in quite a number of years came face-to-face at the celebrations marking Algeria's 60th anniversary of independence. And of course, all eyes on them to see what kind of body language they would be engaged in, would they have any kind of dialogue. And they were photographed shaking hands and having a brief discussion. We don't know what they discussed, but one of the concerns and possibly one of the reasons why the Palestinian Authority hasn't held elections in the areas they control is that they are wary of the growing popularity of Hamas, especially amongst young Palestinians, amongst the street. And if you recall, in 2006, Hamas won the elections in Gaza based on social welfare, not necessarily on their We Hate Israel platform, but on their social welfare platform. And this, if this happens in the West Bank, it will most certainly force Fatah out. And of course, we know that Abbas is serving the 17th year of his four-year term, so he's not about to cede power to anybody just yet. So I think this very much was for the cameras. I don't see any great peacemaking between the two factions happening anytime soon.
Rolene Marks, let's put my teeth in as well. Rolene, thank you for our Israel update, and have a good evening.